out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system at radioarian.com.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 25th of October 2019 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at radioarian.com. Yes, once again we've reached the end of another week. We've got people listening in their lunch hour, we've got people listening on their way home from work, and they've all tuned in for one reason and one reason only, and that is because we have Grandpa Lampshade with us today. Grandpa, how you doing, sir? Good morning to you. How's Texas?
It's cold and rainy. It's like Britain. As I feel like I'm in the UK. I mean, it's cold and rainy and really absolutely pretty miserable. But here we are. It's Friday. It's Clown World in Review. And I've been so immersed in the experience of Clown World that I think I'm going to start self-identifying as the Joker at this point.
Well, just so long as you're not self-identifying as female, which is the subject matter of today, because once again, we've had another world record broken. It's just amazing. All these female sporting world records that keep being broken all around the world. And I just don't know what's causing it. You know, maybe our modern women are just so healthy, they keep breaking these records. This particular world record breaker, it's actually her second world record, or their second world record, Dr. Rachel McKinnon, who was born a man, of course, and won the 2018 UCI Masters Track Cycling World Championships in Los Angeles in 2018, just won their second world record title on Saturday. They won gold in the 35 to 39 age category 200 meter sprint at the Masters Track World Championships in Manchester, and not only set the record in the 35 to 39 category, but also won the 200 meter gold medal at the Masters Track Cycling World Championships on Sunday. So just 24 hours later, and they were able to win another award. 48 hours later, she suggested her victory had since been dampened by an abundance of hate messages she'd been receiving on Instagram, Twitter, and email. "They're flooding my IG with hate speech," McKinnon tweeted Monday afternoon. "That usually means that some right-wing outlet published something hateful." Of course, it couldn't possibly be that just normal members of the public have heard of this happening and think that this is absolutely atrocious, that these women should work hard all their lives trying to compete at this competition, and then some bloke just comes in at the last minute and wins all these world records. I mean, they must be absolutely crestfallen at this, and yet this transsexual says, oh, it must be because some right-wing outlet published something hateful. It can't possibly be that just the general public are absolutely sickened by this and think that it's absolutely insane.
Well, believe it or not, I totally support this. I think it's a great thing, you know, because at some point in time, the lie starts eating itself. You know, I mean, we sit here with this equality notion and we're told that there's absolutely no difference between men and women, except, and any differences must be a social construct. And it's that narrative is given to us time and time again on the television and in the media. And so, yeah, at some point in time, the truth invades and it starts, like I say, it starts eating. It's, by the way, just a little nitpicky thing. It's this use of they, them. It drives me crazy because it implies, to me, it implies plural. You know, what are they, like Legion or something, you know, we are Legion. We are, but it just drives me nuts. No, you know, heck, more power to them, you know, because I mean, most of these women athletes, if they weren't losing to this guy, they, you know, when you asked them about this, oh, I totally support this. And I think we need to totally stamp out the hatred, against how people might self identify. Well, now, you know, now they're losing and they're crying 6 million tears over it. You know, well, you don't get to have it both ways. And this is, again, just kind of a microcosm of societal collapse, which we witness over, you know, we're witnessing on such a broad spectrum as our modern clown world society continues to implode in on itself. So, yeah, no, I think all in all, I think this is this could be taken as a white pill whenever I read stories such as this, because this is just the natural order. This is just reality crashing the party. And coming back in and reasserting itself in clown world.
Well, of course, they had to bring Donald Trump into it. And actually, Donald Trump's son. An hour later, McKinnon tweeted again, this time quoting Donald Trump Jr.'s response to her victory. Quote, "You can never be woke enough," the president's eldest son tweeted in response to a town hall article claiming McKinnon would not have qualified for the men's championships. "Sorry to all female athletes who spent their lives mastering their games." McKinnon responded, "Oh, this explains the explosion of hate messages I'm getting. That's it. It must all be down to Donald Trump." But you know, I think Donald Trump Jr. is pretty good. He's quite often in the news for speaking out about things like this. Is there much coverage of him over there, Donald Trump Jr.? Grandpa, what do you make of him?
Yeah, no, I mean, there's coverage of him. He's kind of making the circuit and you know, doing some speeches and stuff. I'm not like closely following what he's doing. And I just want to go ahead and insert for people that might not really know, you know, but I mean, we have to also put this over the backdrop that absolutely, literally, except for the participants, I suppose, but outside of the participants, I mean, pretty much virtually nobody gives a shit about women's sports. I mean, really, it's nothing. Nobody. They created the WNBA, the Women's Basketball, Professional Basketball League. And I mean, it sucks. Nobody watches that. Nobody cares about women's sports. How many people care about women's track and field? I mean, sure, like I say, I'm sure the participants care, but I mean, it's not like people are pumped up, you know, to be spectators for the only people that view, you know, watch this stuff or go attend this stuff are like family and friends of the participants. It's there's probably honestly more grassroots excitement over a little league game or what is that, punt, pass, and kick or whatever they do for little kids where they go out and play football, see how far they can throw the football. I mean, nobody in this country gives a shit about women's sports. So that, you know, we have to put that over the backdrop of this too. So yeah, the participants are all upset about this. But again, you know, sometimes you get what you ask for. You know, sometimes you sit there, like I said, you probably 99.99% of the women that are being affected by this now, before this happened, if you asked them, they would be at the front of the line, virtue signaling their support for this nonsense. But yeah, then when reality comes around, now they want to cry about it. No, you don't get to have it both ways. No, you get your dose of reality in world record portions.
It is pretty pointless when you think about it, isn't it? I mean, women trying to take part in sport, men will always be better than women at sport. So what is the point in them doing it? What is the point in them wasting their time? They're never going to be the best at it. And we just pat them on the head and say, oh, yes, very good. You've managed to beat the other women, but you'll never actually be the best at doing it. Why don't you do something that you will be the best at doing? Something that only women can do, such as producing children. There's a novel idea. Well, hours earlier, in a separate tweet, Trump Jr. also branded the idea of trans women being eligible to compete alongside female-born athletes as bullshit. "This bullshit will destroy women's sports and everything so many amazing female athletes have worked their entire lives to achieve," he blasted. "I couldn't care less how you identify, but this isn't right." When another Twitter user said that ultimate male privilege is men being able to dominate women's sports, all the gains women have made towards equality flushed, Trump Jr. responded, it's funny because it's so true. Sad. But it is, isn't it? It's like we were saying last week about nothing says female empowerment more than hiring a bloke for the job. And again, we're supposed to be so woke. We're supposed to be supporting feminism. We're supposed to be supporting women. But what this really is just allowing men to go in there and trample all over the women and then claim to have won a world record, stolen the world record from these women. I think maybe you are being a little bit harsh on the grandpa. You know, I do feel a little bit of sympathy for them. And I certainly support the ones that are speaking up about this. There are some quite famous people that have spoken up about this and have just been silenced by all the attacks that they've received from these trans folks. Later on, we'll find out that the woman that actually came second, she refused to put her arm around this giant transsexual that actually won this award. But, you know, I do feel some sympathy for these women, I think.
No, I don't. Name an amazing, he's talking about these amazing female athletes. Who can name one? I mean, if you asked the general public here, of course, I'm being America-centric here, I'll admit. I mean, if you asked anybody off the street, who's Tom Brady? Oh, he's quarterback for the New England Patriots. I mean, you know, he's an amazing athlete. I mean, whether you're a football fan or not, I mean, you know who Tom Brady is. You know, he's one of the greatest quarterbacks probably he's ever played the game. That's an amazing athlete. Name any person on the street, grab off the street, name an amazing female athlete. Nobody can, because again, nobody gives a shit about women's athletics. And I do. I find this, excuse me. I find this, you know, all the gains women have made toward equality flushed. Equality with who? I mean, again, we have a case of the narrative is built on lies, and you keep piling lie on top of lie on top of lie. And at some point it just starts eating itself. All the gains women have made towards equality. Excuse me. So equality with who? Well, equality with men, I guess. Well, here's your chance to demonstrate your equality with men. Oh, guess what? It doesn't exist.
There is no such thing as equality in nature. Well, before the race, McKinnon told Sky News, all my medical records say female. My doctor treats me as a female person. My racing license says female. But people who oppose my existence still want to think of me as male. Well, what about your chromosomes then? Do your chromosomes say that you are female? Do your bones say that you are female? It looks like a male to me. Doesn't look like a female to me. I would suggest that the doctor is just humouring him. He says, there's a stereotype that men are always stronger than women. So people think there is an unfair advantage. By preventing trans women from competing or requiring them to take medication, you are denying their human rights. That's right. It's just a stereotype that men are stronger than women. On average, they are a third stronger in their body strength. They have bigger bones, bigger muscles. It's not just about testosterone. It's about the actual shape of the body itself. But according to this McKinnon transsexual, that's just a stereotype. When asked if it was possible that she had a physical advantage as a trans woman, she admitted that, yes, it is possible, but there are elite track cyclists who are bigger than me. There is a range of body sizes and strength. You can be successful with massively different body shapes. In many Olympic disciplines, the gap in performance is bigger between first and eighth in a single-sex event than it is between the first man and the first woman. And none of that disproves or answers this question that they were asked about whether they had a physical advantage as a trans woman. Obviously they do, because men have a third more body strength than women. But this McKinnon just ignores that. And we'll see later on that her main, or his main answer to everything is just to call people names.
Well, all their medical records. What about the birth certificate? What does their birth certificate say? You know, my doctors say I'm female. Really, do you see a gynecologist? I mean, it's just beyond silly. But again, this is the lie. You pile all these lies up for the narrative, and it just begins eating itself. I mean, it could get even lousier. I'm looking forward to folks like this competing in, say, women's MMA events or boxing. You know what? I mean, will will people be willing to acknowledge the natural truth when women boxers or women MMA fighters begin like getting brain crushing, brain damaging blows in the ring? Well, then we'd be able to say, yeah, you know, maybe there's just a physical structure between men and women that, you know, actually equality doesn't exist and men are physically stronger than women. And it's, again, not to say women don't have qualities and attributes that men don't have, but to sit here and proclaim equality and then whine when the outcome isn't equal, you know, I mean, because again, we think of it, for most people, when you say equality, you think of things such as equality under the law or trying to treat people, you know, fairly. And that's what a normal non-clown world person thinks. But according to the narrative, equality equals everybody is the same. And you know, whether it's race, gender, whatever the case may be, that is the clown world definition of equality. And what we have here is it running into the brick wall of reality that everybody is not equal. Everybody is not exactly the same. And now they're running around trying to do this rhetoric, trying to play these word games to try to explain away the simple fact that this is just nature. This is just reality reasserting itself and saying, well, you know, you can pretend all you want to, but the truth, you know, reality doesn't change.
I think there have been incidents with wrestling. There's been women's wrestling that men have taken part in, and there's been serious injuries to the women, like broken ribs, things like that. So the boxing and the wrestling, it's exactly the same now as all these other sports. So yes, we are going to see injuries there. And I think you make a good point in saying about the equality between the races as well, because we see the same thing happening with the different races. When you look at the sprint, and the short burst of running, and it's always the Negroes that win. You'll see some white person there straining and stressing and pushing their body to the absolute limits, and they've got no chance of winning against these Negroes because they've got a different body to them. They've got quick fire muscles that white men don't have. They've got a different type of muscle to the ones that white men have. It's like having a race between a cheetah and a lion, that, you know, the cheetah is always going to win. It's not even. It's not just. It's not equal. And this lie about pushing equality, it actually makes everything unequal and unfair. Well, on Sunday, McKinnon accused a fellow competitor, Dawn Orwick, who was cycling for the United States, of refusing to touch her on the winner's podium, opting instead to hold her left arm behind her back. McKinnon said third place Kristen wore my "Sport is a Human Right" sticker as a sign of solidarity. Second place kept her distance and put her hand behind her back as her own sign, signifying something like poor sportsmanship. And she was correct. I think that was quite a good thing for her to do. It looks quite deliberate. She's sort of holding her arm behind her back rather than putting it around this obvious man that's there, showing that she doesn't agree with this. And she's quite right to do that. You know, I think, Grandpa, this could actually wake up quite a few of these female sports women to what a nonsense all this push for equality is.
Well, can you imagine the disconnect between their impulse to virtue signal and yet their impulse of it's not fair. It's not fair because I'm not winning. Sport is a human right. You know, that could be our next excuse to go into a Middle East war. You know, we've got to topple this regime. Why? Because they're not allowing their women to compete in these sports. And we know that sport is a human right. It's a human right. Why not? We could just name all of the stuff that's a human right. Meanwhile, free speech is going out the window. That's apparently not a human right. You know, we have equality under the law. We've always kind of put that on somewhat of a pedestal and thought that was a good concept. But apparently that's going out the window. But don't worry, we're getting better things in place. We're getting equality and we're getting sports. Sports is a human right. Brave new era. We're ushering in a brave new era. Yeah, I'm sure second place was salty. I mean, because they felt like that, you know, she felt like she should have been first. If this guy wasn't competing, it would be she'd be in first place, but she's on second because she's having to compete against a guy. But that's the reality. You don't get to have it both ways. You don't get to play the equality game where everybody is exactly the same. There's no differences between genders, races. None of that exists. It's all stereotype. It's all manufactured. You don't get to have that and then complain when you can't compete, you know, against men. This is surprising to nobody that's not completely plugged into the clown world matrix. I mean, nobody's surprised, but nobody sits there and scratches their head and goes, this is shocking. How could somebody who is born a man and has a man's muscle structure and bone structure, how could they possibly defeat these top world-class women athletes? Nobody is surprised by this. But yet, I guess we're supposed to pretend we are. I don't know.
It's a human right now for men to take part in women's sports. I guess that's what they're saying. Well, Dawn Orwick hasn't spoken out against McKinnon's win or made a comment about transgender athletes competing against women who were born female. Other women who have been beaten by McKinnon have also said she has an unfair advantage. After McKinnon won her first world record last year, third place finisher Jennifer Wagner said losing to her was unfair. McKinnon hit back by pointing out that the pair have cycled against each other 13 times and McKinnon has only won twice. But when you think about it, this McKinnon has only been cycling for about 4 or 5 years. You know, these women that he's competing against have probably been cycling all their lives. You know, he's just decided, right, well, now I'm a woman, I'll take up this sport, and within a couple of years, I'll start beating all these world records at it. The woman who placed third on Saturday, Danish cyclist Kirsten Herup Sovang, has said she fully supports McKinnon's win. She told Mail Online, Rachel McKinnon was the strongest woman in the competition. She won fair and square. I strongly support women's rights and equality in all aspects. That is every woman, no exceptions. I know she wasn't born a woman, but she is a woman now, and she fulfills the demand for testosterone levels set to compete. So here we have the virtue signaler who is obviously thinking, well, I don't want to get banned from sport for being a transphobe or a homophobe, so I'd better go along with this and I better support this. And then you've got this other one who is speaking the truth. I can see sports being split down the middle with this, and we might actually see some court cases against these women that are saying, well, this is not on, because they're going to be accused of hate speech, aren't they, and transphobia for this.
They should. I mean, if we're going to have equality, the same standard should be set. It's you know, and there's not as big a gap between third and second as there is between second and first. And what I mean by that is when you're second place and you feel like you should be first. I mean, that's first place is what everybody, you know, I mean, no, who's going to remember who came in third? Nobody. So when you're third place, it's a lot easier to not be salty because you weren't going to be first anyway. Because really, when it comes to athletes, people with competitive nature, and I'm mocking women's sports here, but I mean, you know, athletics by its very nature is competitive. And really all anybody cares about who's competing is being first. They want to see who's the best. So when you're third place, you're not going to be as salty because if that person wasn't there, you would be second place. Woo, big deal. You know, so it's kind of natural, I think, that the second place finisher is going to be more salty because of the competitive nature of athletics. Yes, even women's athletics that nobody cares about. But because everybody that competes in these sorts of things wants to be first. It's just all nonsense. I strongly support women's rights and equality in all aspects. Well, good. You know, then more power. Like I say, let's bring in more of these guys. I mean, just keep flooding it. I said it at the beginning of the show. I'll say it again. I completely support this. Just, I hope they flood all of the women's sports that nobody gives a shit about anyway with nothing but these. And I hope they become like more and more ludicrous. You know, I mean, I don't want any traps competing. I don't want any of these like, whoa, you're telling me, you know, that was born a guy? Oh, God, you know, wow, I could have been totally fooled here. I don't want any of those. I want the biggest bird, like 3 days growth looking. 3 days growth looking Lou Ferrigno or something looking guys, you know, in like these stretched out ludicrous women's costumes doing this. The more and more clownish it can be, the better. The more and more ludicrous it can be. I want like guys who were yesterday a guy and today I identify as female. I don't want to see anybody that, you know, you can sit there and scratch your head about. I want to see the most ludicrous, that's a dude looking guys. And I want to see them just flood all of these events and just win everything until there's fact, until we reach the point, until we reach the wonderful apex of accomplishment to where there's no actual women, where there's no actual women competing in women's sports. I think that would just be amazing because now you have no women's sports. It's actually all men's sports. It's just some of them wear different costumes. I think it's a great thing. And you wrap this up with the fundamental question. Why are there even, if equality exists, then why do they have women's sports at all? They should just have sports. They should just simply have track and field. Why do they have women's track and field and men's track and field? Because equality is equality, right? Why even have the separate categories? Let's just do away with all of it. But if they won't do that, then again, let's just flood women's athletic events with these guys until there are no women competing in the women's athletic events. Bring it on.
Well, there is another analogy here that we can think of. You know, if equality ends up meaning no women taking part, it's like diversity, isn't it? Diversity means no white people left, and equality means no women left. And it does seem like these transsexuals, you know, once they transition, they hit on this idea of, haha, now I can take part in women's sports and break all these world records. And it, I think we're going to see more and more of them doing this. This is exactly what this McKinnon did. They started their sports career after transitioning in 2012. So just think about that. So 7 years and they were able to break a world record. I mean, it's not much training, is it? 7 years when you think all these other actual born women that have been taking part have actually been training for 30 years or more to get to that position. Well, they started training after transitioning in 2012 and has been criticized ever since by pressure groups and top sportswomen. They say she has an unfair advantage because of her 6-foot frame inherited from when she was male, and that gives her more muscle mass. Among her critics are pressure groups Fair Play for Women and Save Women's Sports. Martina Navratilova, an athlete who was beaten by McKinnon last year and a leading women's cyclist. Top British cyclist Victoria Hood also criticised McKinnon, saying that her transgender status gave her an unfair advantage against women who are born biologically female. She said the science is there. The science is clear. It tells us that trans women have an advantage. It is a human right to participate in sport. I don't think it is a human right to identify into whichever category you choose. How amazing, isn't it? This 6-foot frame, which was, oh, it was just inherited from when she was male. It doesn't matter anymore, the fact that that 6-foot frame is still there. We'll just pretend that it's a petite 5-foot female that's won this. And you can't deceive your eyes, can you? You look at this picture of the three of them on a podium, and this is a big bloke there in the middle. And it's quite obvious that this has been deliberately done. They weren't even into sport until they decided to become a transsexual. I mean, this is a transparent scam and nobody is calling it out for what it is apart from us.
Well, that's because, again, though, it runs counter to the equality narrative. And we're told that men and women are completely equal. And the only reason that women can't do all of these things that men can do is because, you know, the patriarchy or some nonsense. So, again, it's just running in. This is just that lie running smack dab into the wall of reality. This is just, you can only pile up so many lies, and the whole narrative, our whole society is built on all of these lies. You know, I mean, they sit here and constantly tell us that diversity is our strength, And but then they say equality. We have all this equality, which means in their narrative that everybody's exactly the same. Well, you can't have both. That right there is a contradiction. You either have diversity, which means people are different, or you have equality, which means everybody's exactly the same. Which is it? And you have all of these contradictions because all of this, this whole clown world narrative is built on lies. And then they pile another lie on because this lie, it doesn't make sense over here, and on and on and on. You can't have equality between the genders and then sit here and complain when these trans people compete in these events and win everything. These people who are running around and complaining about this are essentially attacking their own equality narrative. And virtually all of them, you can be guaranteed virtually all of them support the equality narrative as long as it's working towards them. As long as it's working to their advantage. Well, it's like the female wage gap. You know, it's a grand conspiracy to pay women less. But then, of course, when you look into the data, it's because, well, on average, women take more time off. They tend to go into parts of the field that, you know, are more to their interest, which pay less, yada, yada, yada. But no, we have to be told it's because, I don't know, everybody's a part of the patriarchy conspiracy or whatever nonsense. You can either have the equality narrative or not. And all of these people who would be running around signaling for the equality narrative, now they're trying to signal against it because it doesn't bring an advantage to them.
Well, Dr. McKinnon's response to this is basically to stamp their feet and demand that people acknowledge that he is a woman. He responded to Miss Wood's comments with a statement saying, "We are either full and equal women or not. We are." So, I mean, that doesn't say anything really. It's just saying, well, yes, I am. No, you're not. Yes, I am. No, you're not. In December last year, Dr. McKinnon clashed with women's tennis great Martina Navratilova, who said that allowing transgender women to compete in sport against people born as women was insane and cheating. McKinnon called her transphobic. And Navratilova responded, "McKinnon has vigorously defended her right to compete." I don't call just calling someone transphobic. That's not vigorously defending your right to compete. Pointing out that when tested, her levels of testosterone, the male hormone, were well within the limits set by World Cycling's governing body. Nevertheless, at 6 foot tall and weighing more than 14 stone, she appeared to have a substantial advantage in muscle mass over her rivals. After last year's UCI Masters Track Cycling World Championships in Los Angeles, the third place finisher Jennifer Wagner said losing to Dr. McKinnon was unfair. McKinnon responded to point out that she and Wagner have raced 13 times in the past and Wagner beat her 11 times. She said, "At Masters World, she beat me in the 500 meter TT. She beat me in 6 of 7 races at the 2017 Intelligentsia Cup. In 2016, she beat me in all 3 Speed Week criticals. She's won 11 of our 13 races. And it's unfair? Excuse me?" Well, hang on a minute. I mean, this transsexual has obviously been training for all this time. So, we're not saying that a bloke could just go into a women's race and win. This transsexual has actually done some training, and obviously, as they're getting better at the training, they've got more chance of winning. In March this year, Paula Radcliffe, who has held the women's world marathon record since 2003, said there are absolutely probably hundreds of transgenders who want to take part in sport for all of the other benefits that it brings. And all we are saying is, well, that's fine, but just not in elite sport. McKinnon then accused Radcliffe of spreading irrational fear. So what they're saying there is, I know it's okay for them to compete in sport, just not in my sport, basically, just not in elite sport. Olympic swimmer Sharon Davies, who won silver in 1980, has also spoken out about transgender women being allowed to compete. She said, "I believe there is a fundamental difference between the binary sex you are born with and the gender you may identify as. To protect women's sport, those with a male sex advantage should not be able to compete in women's sport." McKinnon hit back at Davies by calling her a transphobe and accusing her of sharing hate speech. She said, "There is no debate to be had over whether trans women athletes have an unfair advantage. It's clear that they don't. Since the November 2003 IOC policy openly allowing trans women to compete, not a single trans athlete has even qualified for the Olympics, let alone won a medal." No, they've just broken all these world records. Dame Kelly Holmes spoke out earlier this year against transgender women being allowed to compete against people who were born biologically female. And in response, McKinnon tweeted to call her extremely transphobic before blocking the two-time Olympic gold medalist on Twitter. Holmes responded by saying, "If this subject is open to debate, then why have I been blocked? As far as I am concerned, you are going about this in the wrong way. Calling me transphobic is just ridiculous. Far from it. I have an opinion that you don't like. And that's that." British cyclist Victoria Wood continued her criticism of McKinnon by saying the world record has just been beaten today by somebody born male who now identifies as female. And the gap between them and the next born female competitor was quite a lot. The world record was 0.2 seconds. I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but it is. The gap between them and the next female competitor was 0.4, which, to put it into perspective, in a sprint event like this, that would be 15 metres of the track, when sprint events are usually won by centimetres. As well as releasing a statement which pointed out that a new record was still behind several others set by athletes who were born biological females, she also took to Twitter. She wrote, "Many people claim to support trans women, but often they only support us until our lives impact them in any meaningful way. In my case, people literally say they support trans women, but not in sport. There can be no buts. We are either full and equal women or not. We are." And finally, transgender athletes have been allowed to compete in the Olympics since 2004 if they have undergone gender confirmation surgery and been on hormone therapy for 2 years. But in 2015, these rules were relaxed to remove the need for surgery, and athletes must now have a testosterone level below 10 nmol per litre for at least 12 months prior to their first competition. Athletes' governing body, the IAAF, had the same requirements until last Monday when they announced that female athletes must have a testosterone level below 5 nmol per litre. I mean, what are they doing allowing people in with any testosterone, and to say that they can compete when they've still got all the male body parts? I mean, that is just absolute madness. They're not even saying these transsexuals have got to have had an operation. They could just say, "Well, I've got low testosterone, and I can compete." I mean, you've probably got men that haven't even taken these extra hormones or these hormone blockers that have got testosterone levels of 10 nmol per litre, and they can now take part in these women's sport events. Absolutely crazy.
Well, and this person has, this McKinnon person has actually bringing up a good point when they say we are either full and equal women or not. You know, of course, they follow that up with "we are," but no, the answer is obviously no. I mean, the concrete evidence here, the statistical evidence that they throw out. Well, you know, how many trans women have won the gold medal or whatever for the Olympics? Well, how many have actually thought to apply? This takes a little time for this to get rolling. So I believe, or at least I hope, that we'll actually start seeing more of this, so that we could just go ahead and this is kind of clown world accelerationism. Let's see more of it. And again, they bring up a good point. All these people say they support this trans business of equality until it affects them, and it's a legitimate point. I think the transgender athlete here is bringing up some actual legit points. If you look at it that way, yeah, these people run around and support all of this until they lose the race, until they actually have to compete against these people. Then all of a sudden they don't like it. It's always real nice when you can virtue signal, but then when it impacts you, it's not fun. And same thing, being on the receiving end of this, calling them names and blocking them. You know, if that was being done to a member of the dissident right for pointing out reality, they would be sitting there applauding. Now they're on the receiving end and it's not fun anymore. Now they get called a transphobe and a hater and they get blocked on Twitter. They'll probably get kicked off. I hope they get kicked off of Twitter. I do. I hope they get banned from Twitter. I hope they get relegated to the social media wasteland of gab, like the dissident right. They should be kicked off Twitter for hate speech, for their transphobe views. It's all of course in the name of equality.
Oh, well, that would certainly serve them right, wouldn't it? Well, I think we probably got about 5 years to go, and then we will have full equality, and we'll have no women involved in women's sports anymore, judging by this, because it seems to take about 5 years from transitioning to get to the position where you can beat world records in women's sports. So if you think about that, then yeah, probably about 5 years to go, I reckon, until that's it. We'll have full equality and no women left in sport. Grandpa, thank you very much for coming on today. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I will be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.